Vision Australia Client Information Booklet, January 2019. This is an MP3 recording made by Vision Australia. Narrated by Victoria Howell. Contents: Opening Announcement. Contents: Vision Loss, We're Here to Help. Introduction: Rights and Responsibilities. Protecting Your Privacy and Confidentiality. Complaints and Feedback. Working in Partnership. Other Contacts: Government Support. Contact Us. Closing Announcement. Vision Loss? We're Here to Help. Emotional Support and Groups for Social Inclusion. Occupational Therapists for Independence. Mobility Specialists to Stay Safe and Get Around. Orthoptists to assess functional vision and make recommendations. Education and employment support to achieve aspirations. Aids and equipment from our shop to improve daily living. Technology and training to stay connected. Early intervention, children's and adolescents' specialised services. Seeing eye dogs for independence. Audio books and library for leisure and learning. Helpful information and advice for clients and families. My Aged Care and NDIS experts to maximise funding. When vision loss starts to impact daily life, it's time to call Vision Australia. We are vision loss experts and work with people of all ages to maximise their remaining vision. We help people achieve independence, stay safe, and increase their ability to participate in everyday life. For more information, call 1300 847 466, email info@visionaustralia.org, visit visionaustralia.org. Vision Australia, blindness, low vision, opportunity. Introduction. Vision Australia exists to support people who are blind or have low vision to live the life they choose. This document covers key information about your rights and responsibilities, your privacy, services, and how you can provide feedback and make a complaint. It also includes a list of relevant contacts for your convenience. For more information about Vision Australia, call 1300 847466, TTY 02 3260, fax 1300 847329. Visit www.visionaustralia.org. Rights and Responsibilities. As a client, you have the right to be treated with respect, dignity, and your privacy respected. Receive the information you need to help you decide on the best services. Receive information in a way that is accessible to you. Access services and products without discrimination. Receive supports in the way you want to meet your needs. Choose the gender of your primary service provider. Give feedback or make a complaint about service provision without any retribution. Involve an advocate or support person of your choice. As a client, your responsibilities are to treat our service staff and other clients with courtesy and respect. Inform Vision Australia about how you wish your supports to be delivered to meet your needs and goals. Work with Vision Australia to ensure we can provide the supports to meet your needs and goals. Advise Vision Australia about any concerns you have regarding the supports being provided. Take responsibility for the results of any decision made jointly with staff about services arranged. Provide a safe work environment for staff members who work within your home and support them to provide services safely. Vision Australia's responsibilities as a service provider are to provide services in accordance with all relevant laws and rules pertaining to your plan or package and as outlined in your individual agreement with us. Work with you to provide supports that meet your needs, goals, and consult on how these supports will be provided. Communicate openly, honestly, and in a timely manner. Keep accurate records of any services provided to you. Enhance and respect your independence and dignity. Provide clear information about service options available. inform you of your rights and responsibilities in relation to services and products. Respect your privacy and confidentiality, and protect the personal and sensitive information provided to us. Vision Australia believes you have the right to make an informed choice, to experience life and take advantage of opportunities for learning, developing competencies and independence, and in doing so take a calculated risk. We will work together with you to look for solutions tailored to support you to live the way you choose. Vision Australia recognises that no two clients' lived experience will be the same. We commit to listening and understanding your personal experience and to work with you in an inclusive and respectful way, using our person-centred approach and ensuring cultural safety for all. Protecting your privacy and confidentiality. All Vision Australia service users can be assured that their privacy, dignity and confidentiality is respected in the collection, use and disclosure of personal information. Vision Australia is committed to its legislative responsibility to protect the personal information of its clients, carers, customers, donors, staff and volunteers. We will ensure all data is collected lawfully, fairly and with consent and is used for a lawful purpose. Privacy and management of client records. Vision Australia is required to maintain an accurate record of relevant information and services provided to you. Your information is managed under the terms of your written or verbal consent or consent of person responsible or guardian. To provide you with services, Vision Australia only requests or shares service information with relevant third-party health professionals or organisations as required. You can specify who you do not want us to share or exchange information with. This consent will be reviewed when a client wishes to change how their data is to be shared or exchanged, inclusion or exclusion of various parties, health professionals, or other service providers. A client who has previously exited services returns for new services when Vision Australia needs to use client data for purposes which are not covered under an existing current consent. Consent can be withdrawn at any time. Non-identifying information is provided to funding bodies as required. Your record is confidential, privacy rights are upheld, and the record is securely stored. The principle of freedom of information is endorsed by Vision Australia. On written request, you will be provided with supervised access to your record. All records are retained and protected in accordance with legislative requirements. A digital record will be retained indefinitely. This permanent record is a summary of all services received by you and associated notes. Complaints and feedback. Tell us what you think. We value your feedback and it can help us improve our services to you. Tell us about any suggestions, compliments or complaints about services or staff members. Feedback is managed fairly, promptly, confidentially and without retribution. We use your feedback to make changes and become a better service. You can lodge a complaint through an external advocate at any time. Your choice of advocate will be respected by Vision Australia, and if requested, Vision Australia will assist to access an advocate or language services specialist. To provide feedback or make a complaint, please call 1300 847466, contact your local office, any Vision Australia staff member, or visit http://www.visionaustralia.org. Clients have the right to lodge feedback to an external third party. If you would like to do so, please refer to the contact details found at the end of the brochure. Human rights and freedom from abuse. In the provision of services, Vision Australia ensures that the human rights of its clients are upheld. We are committed to the elimination of all forms of discrimination and to the prevention of all forms of abuse, exploitation, neglect, violence and harm. Vision Australia has a zero tolerance for abuse. Service completion and service withdrawal. Services are planned with you to ensure they meet your needs and goals. A service agreement is completed when your identified goals have been achieved or when you elect to cease services before the completion of the agreed services. You can remain connected with us by receiving a client newsletter, using our library services, visiting Vision Australia's website, listening to segments about Vision Australia on Vision Australia Radio or the RPH Network, Radio for the Print Handicapped, or join our Facebook page. You can contact us when there is a change in vision or a change in personal circumstances or when a new need arises. Vision Australia will, where relevant, refer you to other assessment agencies, for example, My Aged Care or National Disability Insurance Agency. Vision Australia services may be withdrawn where the client no longer meets the eligibility criteria due to improved vision or where a client is unable to fulfil his or her responsibilities to meet agreed goals. If the client's behaviour is threatening or menacing, an agreed action plan is developed to support the client to continue in service. Where agreed client responsibilities and actions cannot be fulfilled, services will cease. Working in partnership. To deliver services that open up possibilities for people who are blind or have low vision, Vision Australia works in partnership with government, supporters, trusts and foundations, community groups, educators, health professionals, businesses, advocacy agencies and our clients. Individual service agreement. Vision Australia works in partnership with you and or your family, carer, advocate and others as required to develop a service agreement to identify services that will support you to reach your goals. Client and consumer consultation. Engaging clients and consumer groups in meaningful consultation in relation to all aspects of the organisation is highly valued. We regularly contact clients to obtain feedback on the quality of our services and also seek their input through questionnaires, discussion groups, consumer forums, advisory committees, and from time to time, clients may be asked to participate in audit interviews. The Board of Vision Australia convenes a client reference group to seek advice and feedback on specific matters relating to the experience of our clients and direction of the organisation. This group operates under Vision Australia's Client Reference Group Charter. For more information, visit https://www.visionaustralia.org/about-us/client-reference-group. Members. Any person over the age of 18 years may become a member of Vision Australia. The annual fee is $25 and membership entitles a person to be involved at general meetings, receive papers and to vote on issues of importance. Supporters and volunteers. Vision Australia relies on the generosity of people in the community to raise a significant proportion of the money to deliver our services. We appreciate any support and all gifts go towards services. Clients may receive marketing material in the mail, giving them the option to donate. If a client would like to discuss their membership and communication preferences, please call 1-800-422077. While many support us financially, others give their time and skills as volunteers. The more than 2,900 registered volunteers enable Vision Australia to reduce costs and devote more resources to deliver services to people who are blind or have low vision. Advocates. An advocate is a person who can speak and act on behalf of someone else. You may choose to work through an advocate of your choice to help make decisions or resolve issues. You may choose an advocate who is a family member, friend, member of our client reference group, or use an external agency. See other contacts. Vision Australia supports and respects the choice the client makes. Other contacts. Aged Care Quality and Safety Commission. To raise concerns about the quality of care or services to people receiving aged care services, phone 1-800-550-552. Visit https://www.agedcarecomplaints.gov.au. Aged Care Complaints Commissioner. To raise concerns about the quality of care or services to people receiving aged care services, phone 1800 550552. Visit https://www.agedcarecomplaints.gov.au. Blind Citizens Australia, consumer group that advances opportunities and advocacy for people who are blind or have low vision. Phone 1800 03 3660. Visit www.bca.org.au. Commonwealth Respite and CareLink Centres provide short-term emergency respite services. Phone 1800 05 2222. Visit https://www.dss.gov.au/disability-and-carers/programs-services/4-carers/commonwealth-respite-and-carelink-centres. Department of Communities, Disability Services and Seniors. Client feedback regarding disability services in Queensland can be lodged via the Complaints Unit. Phone 1800 0804 64. Visit https://www.communities.qld.gov.au/. Department of Child Safety, Youth and Women. Phone 1800 08 0464. Visit https://www.csyw.qld.gov.au/. Disability Services Commission. Clients can provide feedback to the Commission regarding disability services in Victoria. Phone 1800 677342. Visit https://www.odsc.vic.gov.au/. Elder Abuse Concerns. Each state and territory provides information about abuse, abuse prevention, and useful contacts via their website. Phone 1800 200422 or 1-800-6282-21. Visit www.myagedcare.gov.au/financial-and-legal/elder-abuse-concerns. Health and Disability Services Complaints Office, Western Australia. Clients can provide feedback to the office regarding disability services in Western Australia. Phone 1800 813583. Visit https://www.hadsco.wa.gov.au. My Aged Care, the gateway for older Australians to receive services including information on aged care for you, a family member, a friend, or someone you're caring for. Phone 1800 200422. Visit www.myagedcare.gov.au. Older Persons Advocacy Network. To raise concerns about the quality of your aged care services and want to speak to someone about this, this advocacy service may be able to help. Phone 1800 700600. Visit https://www.opan.com.au/. Australian Human Rights Commission. The Australian Human Rights Commission can investigate and resolve complaints of discrimination, harassment and bullying. Visit https://www.humanrights.gov.au/. National Disability Abuse and Neglect Hotline. Australia-wide telephone hotline for reporting abuse and neglect of people with disabilities using government-funded services. Phone 1800 880052. Visit www.disabilityhotline.org. NDIS Quality and Safeguard Commission. independent body that works to improve quality and safety of NDIS services and support. Complaints can be made to the NDIS Commission. Phone 1800 035544. Visit www.ndiscommission.gov.au. NDIS, National Disability Insurance Scheme. A scheme to ensure people under 65 years with a disability receive the support they need. Phone 1800 800110. Email feedback@ndis.gov.au. Visit www.ndis.gov.au. Sexual assault services throughout Australia. List of state-based organisations that provide support and information. Visit www.sass.org.au/directory. Government support. Vision Australia would like to acknowledge the following government funding and support. Commonwealth Government, Department of Communications and the Arts, Department of Employment, Department of Health, Department of Human Services, Department of Social Services, Department of Veterans Affairs, National Disability Insurance Scheme, Community Broadcasting Foundation. Australian Capital Territory, Community Services Directorate. Victorian State Government, Department of Education and Training, Department of Health and Human Services, Department of Environment, Land, Water and Planning. New South Wales State Government, Department of Family and Community Services, Ageing, Disability and Home Care. Department of Education, New South Wales Ministry of Health. Northern Territory Government, Department of Education. Queensland State Government, Department of Education and Training. Department of Communities, Disability Services and Seniors. Department of Child Safety, Youth and Women. Tasmanian State Government, Department of Education. Western Australia State Government, Department of Communities. Our Commonwealth Home Support Program is funded by the Australian Government Department of Social Services. Visit the Department of Social Services website, www.dss.gov.au, for more information. Community Broadcasting Foundation supports Vision Australia Radio. Contact us. Call 1300 847466, TTY 02 9334 3260, fax 1300 847329. Visit www.visionaustralia.org. Closing announcement. That was the end of Vision Australia Client Information Booklet January 2019. Care has been taken in the recording of this publication, but Accessible Information Solutions of Vision Australia does not accept responsibility for the results of specific action taken on the basis of this recording, nor for any error or omission. This recording is copyright. No unauthorised copying, broadcasting or public performance is permitted. Your narrator was Victoria Howell. This is the end of the recording.
Vision Australia.
Blindness.
Low vision.
Opportunity.